Welcome to the Christmas Crunch Podcast. It's only 42 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey, everyone. I'm Chrisanne Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 13 of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is Christmas food gifts. During the Christmas season, many people give food gifts to those outside their immediate family at home. For me, I give fudge and raspberry pepper jelly, and growing up, my great aunt Libby always sent a box of fresh oranges from Florida. People seem to love the idea of food gifts, and one big reason is because we live in a world full of stuff, and food as gifts does not leave stuff around after the holidays. No matter if you plan on giving home-baked goodies or store-bought food items, let's do some planning. Have you received food gifts in the past? What were they? Why do you remember them? Make a list of food gifts you have received or you have given in the past that were a hit. This can help you in ideas for food gifts you can give. Call or Facebook your friends, asking them what their favorite food gifts to receive are for even more ideas. Make a list of what you're giving using the corresponding Christmas organizing form or a sheet of paper and place it in your notebook. Will you be making the items or purchasing them? Be sure to update your gift list with any food-related gifts. When you know what you will be giving and each person that will be receiving the items, mark time on your calendar to bake or make the items or when you need to order the food gifts so they arrive at the desired time during the holidays. Now is the time to look at the details of each type of gift you want to make or buy and give as gifts this Christmas. Fill out a food gift form, homemade and or purchased, or on a piece of paper, write out the following details for each item you will be making or purchasing. For homemade food gifts, list out the item name and date needed, how many of them you need for gifts, the amount of time needed to make each batch, how many does each batch make, your ingredients and a supply list, and the recipe or the recipe location. For purchase food gifts, write out the item name, how many you need for gifts, the purchase location, the date to purchase by, and whether or not you're shipping it direct or hand delivering it. Next, look over your list that you will be making and make a list of food gifts you can make ahead. Fill out the corresponding Christmas organizing form or write out the following on a piece of paper, the name of the item and how far in advance it can be made. The final thing to take into consideration today is to make a list of the supplies you need for your Christmas food gifts. This is not a list for ingredients, but rather for specialty pans, packaging, tags, etc. for your different items. If you're mailing the foods, do not forget mailing boxes. Use a sheet of paper or the corresponding Christmas organizing form to make your list. With a little planning, your Christmas food gifts can be memorable and add joy to the recipients this Christmas season. For more information on Christmas food gifts, join the Candy Cane Club via Patreon to get full access to all the materials in the Christmas Crunch, including over 100 pre-made forms to use in your Christmas notebook. Details can be found on ChristmasOrganizing.com. Thanks for joining me today. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is December dinners. You still have to plan regular meals for the month of December. With a little planning, you can avoid falling into the "I am so tired, let's just eat out" trap, costing you money and causing more stress during December. Now, don't forget to join our email list and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find all the links at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.